Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. Oh, let's see. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation if you'd like to call in. The number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that will be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And this winter. Hate it. Hate it. Anyways, we're just going to open up. We're going to talk about fear. We'll be right back. Well, just starting the down the day to find my girl is gone away. She took the Greyhound and the general store. I searched myself, I searched the town. When I finally did set down, I find myself no wiser than before. She said we couldn't do no wrong, no other love could be so strong. She locked up my heart in the bottom drawer. Now she took my heart, she took my keys from in my old blue.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, fear. Fear is a hell of a thing. Fear will eat you up inside and twist your stomach into knots. You know, this morning I did something I hadn't done for many years, actually, since last time I had to do it. But a commenter wrote me an email and requested that everything they'd ever posted and all their comments be removed from the site because Cuomo, you know, they're pushing the thing in New York where they're going to go start looking through what you've written on, and you know, your freedom of speech, and this person is trying to remove everything he's ever said. We accommodated. We ain't going to say no. But I tell you what, you know, you have over 1,000 comments on From the Trenches. Shit, you're already on the list. I mean, they don't got to come looking to find you, okay? But, fear, yeah. I mean, we've all felt fear. It's a terrible thing. But I'll tell you what. I'd rather be dead than live in fear. To live in fear as a subject under somebody else in fear. You think about what kind of guts it took for those guys to walk up on that Lexington Green with their guns and face a regiment of goddamn redcoats. Face them face to face. And then again, fight them in Concord and then, you know, fight them all the way back to Boston. Takes courage, and that fear thing is it tries to sneak it. I mean, it's constantly trying to. Preservation mechanism built in the human species, but I think it's the mind that will overcome the fear.
Because we're none of us are going to live forever. You're not going to live forever. And with what's coming up, you know, I believe we'll see this occurring more and more. They've just had success doing shit like this in the past. You know, we're going to go and we're going to look here and we're going to get it. And people just, well, that's all it took to scare them. So, you know, if it scares you, I mean, you shouldn't have been here in the first place. I mean, if you're not serious about what you're doing, maybe you thought you were, or maybe fear snuck up on you. Maybe you'll overcome your fear.
You're already on the list, man. You're already there, buddy. Whoever this guy, you're already on the list. Henry might take you off, but you're already on the list, you know. I mean.
I promise you.
Period.
And I tell you, it's an odd thing, you know. No specifics, and I've never killed nobody, and I hold life precious, but I ain't to say I ain't traded bullets in my life. And there's an overwhelming calm actually that comes over you, you know, when somebody's shooting at you and you're shooting back at them. It's a concentration thing, I guess. Maybe you dump the fear and just say, hey man, this is business. But it's reaching that point. I mean, this thing is ground on for so long. And, you know, you're under constant pressure because, you know, at any time, I mean, hard to tell what they're going to try next. So you got to be ready 24/7. You got to have your mind right. We've talked about it many times, you know, over the years. When we talk about having your mind right, that means your mind is going to have to overcome your fear. You have to realize that even if you don't fight, if you manage to evade it all, that day is going to come. It's going to be your last day. And then that hour is going to come. It's going to be your last hour. You know, even if you get clear away from everything that's happening around you right now, and you just grow old, and that minute's going to come, and that last second's going to come, no matter what. And in a case like that we're dealing with here, I mean, it's going to be in, when people look back, they're going to see how you died. It used to be a thing in this country called fucking honor that people would go out on the field of honor, stand back to back to one another, take 10 steps, turn around with pistols and shoot fucking each other. You know, you look back in your history, you know, not even that far. And our people used to be fucking brave, man. I mean, it used to be. Sometimes anger will overcome fear, you know, just fuck it, you know, God damn it. And, you know, in a lot of cases, if you think you got away from this just by, you know, removing your name from every place you ever posted what you truly felt, where you exercised your first article right, you're already on the list. And when they do come, You'll find out. I mean, if you're prepared enough, you'll get a chance until you can take a few of them with you. But you will find yourself, you will overcome that fear when the lead starts flying at you, because it doesn't do you a goddamn bit of good. And either you're going to make up your mind. Either you're going to bow down to these motherfuckers and accept subjugation to be a subject, or you're going to fucking fight them and kill them. And hang them and get them the fuck out of here. And you're going to, if you don't make it, at least you're going to leave it your grandchildren to get to know the freedom. So many people have never even felt it. Don't even have a clue what it is. It's a sad and sorry thing. Go ahead, brother.
Samuel Weaver was brave.
Yeah, he was. You damn straight he was. Hell, you guys know Spike Timmons. When he was young, he shot a guy. He shot a guy in the fucking leg with a fucking .22 rifle that it was something about his mom. He told me the story a long time ago. He never talked to him a whole lot about it, but he shot a guy. I mean, fucking. Sometimes people. I mean, like you take these cops that are out there. These armed corporate occupation police. These mercenaries, these fucking corporate enforcers. You talk about people that are afraid. A coward with a gun I've faced a cop or two in my day, and the worst kind is a coward with a gun. A coward with a gun is fucking deadly. You can't fucking play around with them. You put them down, you put them down fast. Now, go ahead.
They always fear for their life.
Oh, they do. And, you know, I've known, like, sheriff's deputies in the past that they weren't cowards. And they didn't come up with their hand on their gun, sitting there shivering, already their goddamn hand shaking before they even, when they pulled you over for a fucking taillight, you know, kind of deal. And, you know, even people I've sat and talked to. And when I was a kid, man, all my dad's friends, best, you know, a lot of his friends were cops, the sheriffs, you know, and shit like that. One of my youngest memories is real little, probably 5 years old. A friend of mine, dad's Jack Cutton. He was a deputy sheriff, Klamath County, and he lived over by in Bly when we lived there. And I can remember him bouncing me on his knee, and he came over and play mandolin and play a guitar, him and my dad, and sing and shit. And it was, you know, they were friends. And there was one sheriff's deputy, the only one to ever retire out of Chiloquin, actually, Arky Youngblood. And he wasn't afraid of no fucking buddy. I guarantee you that man wasn't. But then he wasn't a prick either, because he didn't have nothing to prove to no one. And I'll tell you what, he didn't go out looking for people. He wasn't patrolling around looking for something to get somebody for or ride a ticket for. His house was just down the road here a ways. And you go by his house 100 fucking miles an hour, boom, he wouldn't even look up. But if somebody called that man, now he was a real fucking sheriff's deputy. You called him, he's coming. In the old days here, the state police, when there would be warrants to be served in Chiloquin, they would park outside of town at what used to be the Texaco station, and they'd give the warrants to Arky to go into town and serve him. He killed five people during his career as a sheriff's deputy. But, like I said, the coward with the gun, you're going to be facing a lot of cowards with guns. But, like I said, fear is it's a strange thing. It's there for a reason. I mean, it's to keep you alive. I mean, it's a survival mechanism, but you can't let it control you. When something has to be done, you have to look at the bigger picture. Now, it probably is going to cost me my life to stand and fight these motherfuckers, but I'm going to kill every goddamn one of them I can. Why? Because I'm doing it for my grandchildren. Because I'm not going to have my grandchildren living as subject slaves to a fucking corporate crown, to the corporate fucking perverted, pedophilic elite. I think of fear creeping into the equation, I think about my granddaughter, and, you know, and it's just some fucking piece of shit, fucking elitist fucker, fucking raping her. You know, there'll be nothing left for them by the time that she is an adult. It'll be whatever these motherfuckers want to do to you, they'll do it, just like Massa up on a hill, like I've talked before. At any rate, guys, that's, you know. As the day grows nearer to when we're going to separate the fucking men from the fucking boys, we'll see more of this. We'll see more people backing away and wanting to disappear and wishing they'd never even come around us. In the beginning, when I was doing the trenches, it's been a lot of years since anybody requested, but because the site was so radical, you know, I did have a couple of people years ago that asked for the same thing, and they got it.
I was one of them. Everybody out there, you know, I helped Henry start this site, and I got into it. I got stupid, and just had a brain fart one day and said, well, you know, I just to hell with it. So I asked Henry to take all my stuff down, and he did. There was no hard words between us. But, you know, after about 6 months, I still listen to the show every day. And after about 6 months, I said, God, what the hell did I do that for? A complete fucking stupidity. And I crawled back and asked Henry to get me. Well, you guys know the story. I came on the site and asked for everyone's forgiveness. And if whoever didn't want me on the site, I was more than happy to stay off. And thank God all you guys said no, come back on. But I'll tell you what, this guy that quit the site, I guarantee you he's going to still listen every damn day. You know.
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, you didn't quit out of fear, though, Mark.
You quit because you're
an asshole.
Yeah, that's why, exactly. I was an asshole. And I still am, you know.
But, yeah, there's some things that are never going to change. I've explained that to you before. we accept you. That being said, man, let's jump into a little article here, people. Trump planning to ease immigration restrictions on skilled workers as well as wall battle rages. I mean, just more. I mean, when he was running, what did I tell you? I was telling the people not to vote. Don't go out there and fucking be a part of this shit, especially you middle class people, because you people who still have the jobs that are worth fucking, you know, that keep you in the middle class, they're coming for you next. I told you they were coming for you next. Everybody that's listening here that's been a long time listening, you know I said it. They're coming for to take out the rest of the middle class. And here's your boy Trump, you know, the guy, oh, the goddamn, every one of them's leaving. And they're only going to come back, and you know, through the legal process, the law is going to be enforced. DACA is going to be gone day one. Well, here's your boy today. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Policy wonks in pro-business think tanks across Washington probably wet their pants Friday morning when President Trump hinted that an immigration policy that many of them have long advocated for could soon become a reality. So here's a guy here, more, bringing in more, none gone. They're not going the other fucking way. More. Oh, we go out and we round up a few bad guys and get it on film, you know, a few drug cartellers or you know, we manage to throw somebody out that's, you know, on his third murder in this country. And then we make a big deal out of that. And then they make a big deal out of the fact they put the military down on the border, which has already been removed. They were just down there to facilitate the big rush of goddamn paperwork that had to be done to get these son of a bitches into our goddamn country. But now, just like I promised you. Go out and vote, you goddamn fools. Now they're after you. They're after your job. What's your labor going to be worth when these... Well, let's look at this. In a tweet, Trump said changes are coming to U.S. immigration policy that would simplify the application process and clear a pathway to citizenship for H-1B visa holders, a cohort of workers, including doctors and software engineers who are highly educated and work in highly specialized industries. Your wages are going to go down, because these son of a bitches will come here and they will work because they're working on visas. They're not going to be paying taxes and they ain't going to be that goddamn workman's comp problem and all that shit. They're coming after you, middle class, just like we promised you they would. So what you got, whatever happens to you, you got it coming. You've seen what happened to 100 million of your own brothers and sisters, and you sit there and you, hey, I got my job, man. I'm taking my vacation. I'm a skilled laborer. Okay, I'm a professional. I can see that the lower class out there, you know, they're taking beating, but well, what the hell? That just makes me higher up in here. I can look further down my nose at them. Well, the time from looking up to looking down at their nose at you is coming, buddy. Trump has long claimed that he wants to a larger share of immigration coming to the U.S. to consist of skilled workers. And by making it easier for skilled workers to stay and settle in the U.S., he can simultaneously placate Democrats and pro-business Republicans. So, no paradigm there, man. They're all sucking each other's ass and just happier than a couple of rats in hell, huh? Well, yeah, we Democrat, Republican, yeah, we slave labor. Well, hell yes. I mean, communism. Well, yeah, that's how you get slave labor in. You dumb fucking Americans. Healthcare advocates have long complained that the H-1B visa program should be reformed to make it easier for more doctors to come to and stay in the United U.S. Silicon Valley firms have long hired engineers from abroad and groaned when visa issues made it difficult for them to stay. Now, as far as this doctor thing, okay, now, again, I repeat it, we did not reproduce our numbers. They've told us that. That's why they need all these fucking foreigners in here. So, of course, that's why they need all the more doctors and more hospitals and shit that they're going to buy up with your resources. It's like taking your money you've saved in the bank and just going out and you got to blow it just to blow it. It's because somebody wants that goddamn money. We didn't need, why, even if we didn't produce our own numbers, man, that should have been a good thing for the American nationals. It's our country. It's our wealth. And there would have been more, a lot more of it for each and every one of us. I mean, a goddamn house. I mean, did you see what rent is now? You know why rent's so fucking high? Because so many fucking foreigners are coming in here and you're competing with them for the goddamn rent in your goddamn country. And the thing is, they don't have to pay taxes. Especially the illegals. They don't have to pay taxes, but they still get the subsidies from the government. So when you're out there working your minimum wage job, trying to keep a fucking roof over your head and food on your table, you're actually keeping a roof over their head. Because they're packing 10 kids, you're buying them a new car every year and goddamn gold teeth. When you go to the dentist, you got one choice, but the son of a bitch pulled out because you can't afford to have your teeth fixed. But they'll have gold teeth. You see, this whole thing is a fucking one big fraud, one big stab in the back. And it's all happening because, well, of fear. It is fear. Because it can't be anything else. Because we outnumber these son of a bitches by so much, it is ridiculous to think that. And like I said, as far as you know, any kind of patriotism feelings, you're being ruled by the equivalent of Walmart. They are writing corporate policy and enforcing it upon you as public law under that 14th Amendment, as you are their subject under that unlawful, fraudulent 14th Amendment. And again, I'm not hearing nobody else talk about it. I mean, if you're a true militiaman in this country, you're here. Your job is to defend that Bill of Rights. That's the people's rule. That is the people's authority. That is the people. That is how the people freed themselves from subjugation. If you're doing anything else, man, I mean, you're playing politics. This poly, you're playing contract, or you're playing any of this shit with, you know, these Libertarian Party bullshit or any of the states' rights bullshit. You are fucking cooperating with it. You're a part of it. And you're disgusting. But I bet you don't feel that. I mean, when you're sucking ass, I mean, it's kind of a nasty thing, I guess. Get that shit on your lips and you can taste it in your mouth and going down your throat. But you don't have to feel that fear in your stomach. You think that alleviates the fear. I sucked his ass. I sucked that little pencil neck prick's ass who couldn't roll me over if I was dead in a true fight, but I sucked his ass. So I'm okay. I can get in my comfort zone. I can watch that television. I can drink my beer and I don't have to feel afraid. It's disgusting what's happened to this country. It truly is. We did the article yesterday on the testosterone, you know, the masculinity. Demasculate. I mean, fucking, I'm telling you what, my dad, when I was young like that, like, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, if somebody had suggested something like that, my dad would have fucking, say what you want. I guarantee you, my dad would have shot him. My dad did time in prison for shooting somebody, okay? So I know the man pull the trigger. And everybody that ever got sideways to him knew he'd pull the fucking trigger without a fucking hesitation. Fear, fear, fear. I mean, I've seen people, goddamn, people that were, you know, in the real world, in a fight, like in, you know, a town fight or something, you know, shit, man, they're badass dudes. And then I see them go into these fucking courts, which is, it's all phony. It's a building, okay? Okay, you got your fucking union members there with their little uniforms on. Is that what causes the fear? Or is it the man in the dress standing up there way above you? But their goddamn knees start knocking. I don't get it. I truly don't. Why do the clothes scare you? You're looking at that punk that's wearing those clothes. You can take those clothes. You know, it used to be in the old days out here in Chiloquin anyway, that, you know, if there was a beef going on, there was some tough. The deputy sheriffs, for the most part, left people alone. They really did, and the state police didn't come around here at all. But in the old days, I mean, it wasn't uncommon for a fucking sheriff's deputy to take his fucking badge off, take his gun off, and fist fight somebody because they had a goddamn, you know, it was a disagreement. And by God, they had some honor, but not anymore. You won't see it. But we're like sitting here looking at the destruction of our fucking country. My God, what's being done to us now? I mean, what happened back in 17, what they were doing back in the 1770s, shit that doesn't compare. It can't come close to what they're doing to us. They are right in our face, poisoning us. They are fucking, they take our Bill of Rights and they pee on it right in front of us and laugh at us while they're doing it. We don't, wait a minute, I got this goddamn, this uniform thing on. See the color of my clothes? And I got this Union badge on, huh? And I'm a coward with a gun. Go ahead.
What happens when the judge comes in and they say, all rise?
Pardon?
When the judge comes in and they say, all rise.
Let me think about that last time I... Man, I can't remember the last time I was in court. I don't know if I've ever stood up for one of them. I don't know if they've ever threatened me. I can't recall. Maybe I did. But I guarantee you that I never crossed over into their fucking territory. I fought them. The only trial that they ever that I was ever jailed for, when I did time as a documented political prisoner, I never crossed the bar. I sat out in the spectator section. I laid a Title IV flag on the bar, and I sat out in the spectator section. And it was in the people that were watching. They couldn't understand even what the fuck was going on. But, of course, they had their hand-picked jury from the fucking Masonic Lodge. The 700 jurors that you get. Everyone's supposed to be in the whole. I mean, there's probably 50, 60,000 people to choose from, but there's 700 that are going to be the ones that are going to be the grand juries, and they're going to be the juries for every fucking, if there is a trial. Mostly here anymore, man. I mean, you have to get up to a pretty high level of a incident to even go get into a court, because they just have clerks now that just take your fucking money and pretending like you got some kind of fucking process as they're robbing you for tickets, you know what I mean? But yeah. Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:34 Pacific Time, and that was a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45 by JB and the Moonshine Band. And, yeah, having it all. I mean, that's one of the things that it's going to get realized, you know, that having the money to go out and buy the $1,000 AR-15 and all the web gear and all the, you know, the goddamn bulletproof vests and all the shit, man, that doesn't make you brave. That will not take the fear away. I've seen a Marine get very small and get right down into the bottom and into a single floorboard of a fucking Jeep Wagoneer. While I was shooting over the top of it, somebody was shooting at me. And fucking, I'll tell you, he wouldn't get out of that goddamn floorboard until we were out on the highway again, man. You just don't know. You don't know until you confront it. I mean, different things, different times. I mean, one time, me and old Bill Petter, we were out in all the private land out there in Richmondsville, out in the Langella Valley, and we were driving. There were some mallard ducks. We seen them. They were just maybe 150 yards, but there was a good way that we could sneak up on them, you know, just cross this field. Hell, there's no car in sight. There was nothing in the back. This was a lot of years ago before, you know, the invasion of the Californians. And so we start out through this field, and here just poof, pop, somebody way back on a hill shooting like an AR-15, you know, like, and but the shooting, they were, you know, if they were shooting at us, they're sorry fucking shots. It was just supposed to scare us, you know. And but boom, 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 ting, 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 these bullets, you know, fired around. I looked over at Bill. He looked over at me, and he goes, "Fuck 'em." And we went over there and we shot their fucking ducks up, took their ducks and walked over there and put them in the truck and sat there and waited to see if anybody wanted to come along and visit. I mean, sometimes you get, you know, the fear over things that you shouldn't even be afraid of. You work yourself into fear. But I'll tell you who better be afraid is these people, that you thought you had everything squared away because, well, man, you went to college, man, you got a tech job or you got, you're a doctor. Hey, doctors, are you ready for your wages to head down? Are you ready to be displaced by foreigners? Because it's coming. And you earned it because you went out and you voted your straw man corporation. You voted for this shit. You acquiesced for the rest of us. And now it's coming. It comes up the ladder and it's coming to you next. And your boy Trump is the one that's bringing it. Healthcare advocates have long complained H-1B-1 visa program should be reformed to make it easier for more doctors to come and stay in the United States. Silicon Valley firms have long hired engineers from abroad and groaned when visa issues made it difficult. This is our fucking country. We are the ones that say who comes in and who doesn't, or if anybody comes in or doesn't. And the laws that are on the books are just fuck you. I mean, the rich man wants a cheaper laborer to do your job. He'll bring him from wherever he wants and fuck you because he is a part of the corporate aristocracy and you are a subject and you haven't a goddamn thing to say about it. He says jump, you say how high. Maybe if you suck his ass hard enough, he'll let you stay on at a lower wage. I mean, you know, that was one of the things they did about 1979. As they started this production, you know, the higher the production, then you'd get a little bit more money. And boy, that worked good here out here in the timber industry to hurry up and get them goddamn trees cut down as fast as you can, get them, and get, you know, all the wood out of them that you can, and then tear the sawmills down. I mean, they did it right in front of everybody's face. And they blame it on the spotted owl if you fucking want. I lived here. I know what happened here, okay? I watched it with my own two eyes. They moved the big conglomerates, Weyerhaeuser, DiGiorgio. They moved in and all the little mom and pop mills it was supposed to last forever. It was supposed to be a job for somebody forever because it was a renewable resource. And you were only supposed to cut, it was the law. Well, there's policy. This is back when the Forest Service was claiming they managed our properties, our public lands, for us, for our enjoyment. And then when all of a sudden we're going to manage it as a business. And that's when it turned, that agency went full corporation. And the idea was to fuck how much money can we take out of this goddamn land. And they went across here and I don't give a shit what kind of stories anybody fucking tells you. These industry loving fucking traders tell you. They fucking butchered this fucking place. I mean, they cut down, clear cut. There was I had a picture of it somewhere. Maybe one of these days I'll dig it out. But right at the foot of Sun Mountain, when you used to start up Sun Mountain, I mean, it was just huge fucking trees, man. It went from the big pondos into the big firs. And down at the bottom of the hill, I mean, there was a sign that said Sun Mountain something forest or what might have you. Yeah, I think it said Sun Mountain National Forest. But I had a picture of it, and it fucking looked like an atomic bomb hit it. That's how bad it was, people. That's what they did out here in the Northwest. I mean, the spotted owl shit. Another game they played. It was the big corporations that came in here. They cut down all the big timber and took the huge fucking profits from the goddamn wood, and then they fucking tore down the sawmills because they'd had to retool to cut smaller logs, and they'd already made the big money in the smaller logs. Well, they didn't go to waste because they were all cut down too. I watched a helicopter logging over by the coast by Weyerhaeuser, clear cutting with fucking helicopters, you know, the helicopter logging. And you take them right over there and then put them on the log ship. I watched the log ships go one after another. I watched forests leave this country, headed to Japan. They took them over and sunk them in the Tokyo Bay. And now they're running sawmills just off the out into international waters. That's all the farther they're taking them. Go ahead and make the cut the wood, bring it right back into the United States and sell us our own fucking wood for a goddamn what you pay for wood these days. I went down a while back and I was buying like a 2x4 or something, and I look at the price of this 2x4. I go, you're fucking kidding me. And I walked up. I know the guy at the I've known him all my life at the hardware store. He's a good guy. And I said I pointed out the window. I go, what the fuck is that? He goes, what? Because he's always looking for me to do something sneaky. I said, right there. What the fuck is that? And what's that over there? What's that over there? He goes, you mean them trees? I go, yeah. I go, I'm living in the middle of a fucking forest here. And this much for a fucking 2x4? Are you kidding me? And we had a good laugh about it, but it ain't funny. That's what they're doing to us, people. And now it's your turn. Should Trump follow through on his promise, it could also strengthen the president's position in the border wall debate by making it more difficult for Trump opponents to paint him as irrationally opposed to immigration. All his good buddies, the fucking corporate elite, are going to get all the H-1B visas they want. All the foreign workers are going to come in and take your goddamn job. And you know what? And then you're going to be close to paying your house off. And you ain't going to have a job. And then you're going to eat up your bank account trying to keep up with your bills while you're trying to work at a fucking minimum wage job, which minimum wage they raised clear to $15, which I explained a while back. When I first started out at minimum wage when I was a kid, when Laura and I first got married, when I was 18 years old, the minimum wage was $3.05, and it would buy 5 gallons of over 5 gallons of gas. And now that $15 won't buy as much as that $3.05 would. And that's the minimum wage hasn't gone up. It's gone down. As the billionaires, as they admittedly, trillions, 21 trillion missing, okay, to start with. 21 trillion missing. And you guys got to, you're going to have to replace it. It was all done by the corporate fraud, but they're too big to jail. We can't put them in jail for the fraud they committed. We can just go to the subjects of the crown and make the, we're back in, fuck, we're heading towards the dark ages. Go back for the crown, just to, we'll take it from the subjects. You stop eating and you tighten your belt. So, the goddamn million people, 100 million people out in the goddamn streets and living in tent cities. And, well, that's all right. The goddamn, the corporation, the crown is doing very well. And that's when they come up and they show off their stock market, that's when they're laughing in your fucking face. We're getting filth, goddamn fuck. We throw away more money than it would take to pick and make you rich. We throw it away. And it's your money. And we throw it away. Uh-huh. Anyways, it's coming, people. It's getting closer. Five Republicans join Democrat push to criminalize private gun sales. What? You mean them Democrats and Republicans getting together again? I thought they hated each other. What's up with this shit? This is from Breitbart. Five Republican House members have joined the Democrat push to criminalize private gun sales. The five are Representatives Peter King, Republican, New York. Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican, Pennsylvania. Fred Upton, Republican, Michigan. Chris Smith, Republican, New Jersey. And Brian Mast, Republican, Florida. Oh, I thought Florida was conservatives down there. Gonna get an old Trumpy up there, and we're gonna protect your Second Amendment. You know, the right, the true Second Amendment. Don't you know the one where a state can't sue another state? Where you have, well, actually you can, but it's not even states anymore. It's just fucking corporations. And we go into the admiralty, and whoever has the most juice, whoever's higher up in the lodge. Well, and the attorneys, you know, that they pump out the law firms. They get to make a lot of money. Yeah, but you got to accept your place in the scheme of life when you're a subject. See, if you just accept, you know, it's like when the guy I talked about when the big Obama boom. And they pushed it for two fucking weeks, and that it just kept getting worse and worse. And that one, and this economist expert, he's on the television, and I mean, this is how he said it. He goes, it would be work if everybody would just believe it. I ain't kidding you. Fuck, if you just believe it, guys, accept it, accept that you're a fucking subject, and you know, if you can accept that you're a subject. And that you are beneath the corporate aristocracy, that there is a corporate king at the top. It actually might seem more real, logical to you when you walk over to that ditch because the king ordered your execution because, fuck, you're a useless eater. And so you're going to get that 40 caliber lobotomy and dumped in the ditch. And but that's a part of being a fucking subject that sometimes they have to, you know, you have to thin the crops. You have to thin the herd because it cuts into their profits, don't you know? And, I mean, they already, like I said, they already have mountains of wealth that 1,000 generations of them couldn't spend if they worked at it every day. But the population that they've let get grown up in here, it's just too much. They have to have control because once you got all the wealth, that only thing left is control, to control another person. That is the ultimate. That's like a god. And that's what they want to be. They want 550 million here to serve them, to bow at their feet. And the rest of you, you need to go. You're in the fucking way. None of it belongs to you. You're subjects. You weren't born of the fucking of the royalty bloodline. You were born into slavery just like you were in all your prior lives because that's what these bastards believe, whether you believe it or not. Okay, King is a sponsor of the bill to criminalize private gun sales, standing with White House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Peter King and Nancy Pelosi. Man, now there's a goddamn divide. I mean, you talk about two rivals, that conservative and that communist, that liberal. Boy, they sure hate each other. Boy, I'm glad that we want somebody fighting for us, don't you? Ain't you, I mean. Let's see here. We're standing with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, and Rep. Mike Thompson, Democrat, California, for more gun control. There is no gun control in this country. It's just like, you know, it's just your fucking shit you write down on your piece of paper is just like our Bill of Rights. It's on that piece of paper. And it's going to come down to a fucking shootout. It's going to come down to either you're going to enforce your piece of paper on us or we're going to enforce our piece of paper on you. And we have every right to kill your fucking treasonous, fraudulent fucking asses at wholesale. And we're going to do it. I don't know about most people I know. I don't. Living in fear is just something I just wouldn't want to do it. And if you're a subject, you're always in fear. They always talk about they're there for security. They're going to make you secure. They're there to make you afraid. Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. Well, right now we have tyranny, and it shows its ugly face every once in a while. But the people, you know, when they say, when something like this comes up with this Cuomo thing, when they say, we're going to go start looking at the internet. See, that's what they want. That fucking piece of shit. Can you imagine him taking me on? Just barehanded. What I'd do to that son of a bitch. I'd rip his fuck. I'd pull his fucking eyeballs right out of his head and beat him and leave him laying there with his eyeballs hanging out. His legs broke. His arms broke. Just leave him laying in the fucking street. That's how tough that guy is. We're going to pass this legislation. We're going to go look and see at everything you wrote on the internet. This is what they want. They're looking to see who's going to run, because they already know who you are, but they're going to see who's going to run and try to get it all rid of it. They're going to see who's scared. They're going to see who they're scaring. But what we've always done in the past here is when they, you know, did something like that, we turned it up. Yeah, you motherfuckers. It went from we're going to hang you to we're going to fucking staple your eyelids to your fucking forehead and put a big mirror in front of you, and you're going to watch yourself shit yourself when you hit the end of that rope.
Well, this is only the state of New York, right, Henry? This is, I mean, so what? It's only New York,
well,
right?
This is shit they're trying across the country. Hell, they have they don't have that here yet. I don't know. They may. Oregon may. They probably kept past it already. I really don't give a monk's fuck. I'm an American national. My Bill of Rights is absolute, and I will fucking fight, kill, and die for it.
I agree. I'm just saying to this one guy that called you and wanted all the stuff removed, is he even from New York? I mean, does he realize it?
Yeah, he's there.
Is he from New York, Henry?
Yeah, he's there. And it was an email.
Oh, he's from New York. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's but what the fuck's the difference? I mean,
oh, there's no difference.
They tell me there's gonna red. You come to take my motherfucking guns. You come to violate that Bill of Rights, and I will blow your fucking head off. It's just gonna happen. I'll fight you to the death. And you know, I've overcome the fear. I've come to the hate, and that is one of the things that will overcome fear is hate. Just the fucking hate. I hate you enough till I'd rather be dead than put up with your ass for one more fucking minute. I mean, there's
a
lot of things.
I deliver in New York all the time. I'm just waiting for the fucking ball to drop. I'll probably go into a DOT and get my truck weighed, and I'll probably get, you know, I can see it happening. I get called into the goddamn office like I always do, and, you know, they're going to try and fucking hammer me, but I you know. New York.
Hammer you? They can't hammer you for nothing. You ain't done nothing.
DOT, they can do whatever the hell they want. You know, I get picked on all the time.
Oh, I know. But the point here is that this thing is growing closer and closer, and it's getting hotter and hotter. Because see, that was their move. I mean, they sit down and go, "Whoa, we'll put well." You know, they're on there. They're telling us they're going to hang us, and they're going to fucking, you know, we're going to do the shit dance, and they're going to do all this shit to us. Let's see if we can scare them. Let's see who will get scared. If we're going to go on social media, and government's going to go in and look at all your social media accounts. You know how many fucking social media accounts there are in this goddamn country? How many years is it going to take you to do this? But they're just going to be doing it for New York. But still, my God, are you going to hire an army to do it? To go and look through everybody's.
I mean, you can get pulled over. You can get pulled over with a traffic ticket if you write for any length of time with the trenches. I guarantee you, when the cop pulls you over, there's going to be something on that goddamn federal fucking register about something about you. I mean, I guarantee it.
Oh, as soon as they pipe you up on the computer, it comes back. The truck comes back, and as soon as your name hits that computer, a little red thing comes up in the corner of that computer. I guarantee fucking it.
Yep.
Well, but you know what? I'm not trying to hide anything here. That's why, you know, my phones are tapping. Okay, fine with me. I don't say nothing on the phone. I don't say it right here on the fucking air. I'm in the goddamn right here. I'm an American individual, free, sovereign, American national, and my fucking Bill of Rights is absolute fucking law. And I have the absolute right. Not only the right, but the fucking responsibility to enforce it. If I don't, then I don't deserve to have no goddamn rights. You think about fear.
I consider it an honor.
And then you get, that's what really kills me. And they're getting these 18-year-olds coming out of college, you know, putting them into the fucking the United Nations fucking thug force that they're calling the United States military. And these people, I mean, they got that feeling inside of them. I mean, before I knew better, I get one. You know, you hear the national anthem, anything. God, I'm an American. Well, awesome. Proud American. But then, you know, and these kids, that's what they're going out. They don't have a fucking clue. They raise their hand and they take an oath to a constitution, they're taking it to the government, to a corporation. And they've never even read. I think about, you know, signing a document that's could affect your life. It's actually a life or death, because you can be sent into a fucking, you can be ordered to charge a machine gun nest. Now think about signing a document with those kind of consequences attached that you haven't read and that you do not understand. But it's happened every day. It's happened every day. We've watched it. They send these United Nations / the American military into the foreign countries to kill people we don't even have a beef with. Why? To take their fucking resources, because it's all about mammon. Mammon is a powerful god. Most powerful one I've ever encountered. And I know there's a lot of people that are hardcore, you know, believers in Christianity and stuff, but man, I'll tell you what. I can see what this god is doing. And I can see it corrupting people that are supposed to be good Christians. I watch it every day. Oh, Jesus, I love Jesus and Jesus. And, you know, Corky has commented in the past that, you know, his Christianity, he was told his Christianity would be used against him. But I'll tell you what, my lack of it has sure as fuck been used against me. Because all I want is that fucking Bill of Rights. What you want to believe, I'll die for your right to believe whatever you want to believe. But you won't die for my fucking right for me not to believe what you believe. That's where there's one of the big problems in this fucking country. And when you're doing that, when you're dealing with shit like that, man, we should be at the point to we're all together. I mean, that Bill of Rights, I mean, that's what the first war was fought for. That's why the people came out. That's why the people, they weren't being ordered out. There was no commander. They just fucking came out and said, no, we're not going to be slaves to a fucking king across the country. We're not going to be subjects no more. We'd rather die. And we're going to try and kill as many as you can on what we can have you on the way out. And we killed enough of them to run them out of this fucking country. But hell, we didn't run them out of this country. Just one faction of them handed the fucking charter over to another faction of them. And the rape of the land continued. The taking of the land from the native people here continued right on across the goddamn continent till it reached the West Coast. And once all of the resources had been brought to bear to where they could be cashed out, well, then they didn't have no more use for us. That's when they started in really plugging in their 14th Amendment. I mean, like I said, even in the 70s, when you said constitutional rights. I mean, hell, I didn't understand it. Nothing like I understand now. That I know when you said constitutional rights, man, they fucking stood up and they, well, no, sir, we'd never do that. And they'd already had the goddamn 14th Amendment in place since 1868. It's just that they've been working on the people, trying to get them to the point to where they will accept subjugation, they accept being a subject. I mean, and that's why you see this push, like when Prince Harry is getting married, or one of them's having a baby, and it's all over here like it has something to do with us. We threw fucking the monarchs out of this fucking country. There is no monarchy here. There is an illegal corporate monarchy working in here that is here illegally in violation of our Bill of Rights, which is the people's authority, and direct defiance of the people. It's just, what kind of moxie are we going to have here? Are we going to let a handful of fucking punks fucking whip us? That's all there is to it. That's the only question that needs to be answered. And that fear thing, man, I'm telling you, you got to work on it. You got to consider all the fucking, I mean, just don't consider the little thing that's eating at your stomach. Consider all the ramifications. I mean, you are not going to live forever. Not even the rock lives forever. Not even a mountain lives forever. It gradually fucking it grinds down until it's flat. Nothing lives forever. It's just how are you going to spend your last days? You're scared to death in fear. Are you going to fucking be taking out the son of a bitch that would fucking not only instill that fear in you, but that would fucking enslave your grandchildren and rape and do the most. But look at the fucking shit they do right now. These pedophilic bastards. Think what they would do if they actually conquered you. Would you want to have a child so that you could watch some fucking Jew fucking trash come in and screw it as a baby and nothing you can do about it but just submit, bow down, and say, oh, gee, I hope you're having a good time there. Anyways, enough of this disgusting stuff. We've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, get your mind right. Your mind can overcome that fear, I promise you. And that is The Word from the Trenches. You too, brother.